how does a refugee organization help when its own people are being uprooted by war? The UN says over 2.9 million people have fled Ukraine. The situation grows dire for those still there, especially in the city of Mariupol. Sasha Galkin is director of Right to Protection, a Ukrainian refugee assistance organization. He currently has colleagues stuck in Mariupol, and 3 days ago, his organization abandoned its offices in Kyiv.
Kyiv looked like a ghost city to some extent because the major part of Kyivans had left at that time already, the city. So, and we had the HQ office there, so we had to close it and left behind us a lot of things because we were not able to relocate them as well.
Yeah, and I know many of your staff members who actually help refugees have become refugees themselves. Is your organization still able to operate effectively, considered how scattered it is right now?
Yeah, that's kind of an irony of fate. So I've been working since 2003 helping refugees from abroad, and since 2014 helping displaced population inside of the country. So, and abruptly, we became displaced populations themselves. It took us a week in order to relocate from the eastern parts, like Donetsk, Lugansk regions. And unfortunately, we still have some colleagues who remained in Mariupol, which is now besieged. And people try to leave somehow through the fields and trying to escape from the city, but in vain. The lion's share of our staff members, it's about 100 plus people, they were able to leave the unsafe locations and relocated to safer places.
Sasha, how difficult is it, though, to do your job, to help people escape, to help people get to safety when you have to worry about your own safety as well?
I have to split into two parts, actually, and to divide it, because I have to spend some time in order to ensure that my family is safe and sound. And it took me some time in order to bring my parents from Kyiv, so they didn't want to leave. And I had to move to their apartment in Kyiv to persuade them just to leave. And then I brought them here in Lviv, and now they're on the safe side, and they are heading to the Netherlands. So, and this part of my concern is now is okay. That's why I'm pretty operational. I'm okay to help people. We've been working, 16 hours, 18 hours now a day in order to restructure what we are doing. And actually, plus, of course, we are stressed out and having some people still are still stuck somewhere in the places are quite unsafe.
So how are you helping people escape, considering that a lot of the infrastructure has been damaged by all the bombing?
We collect information how they can reach safer places and then provide it through our Facebook, through our hotline. So it's the people call and ask various questions. It's starting how I can actually leave Dnipro or, Kyiv. And for instance, if I go to Poland, what I can expect there. So, and then what we are going now, we collect information from the both sides, for instance, Poland and Ukraine, and trying to provide people with full-fledged information what they can expect. And of course, those who want to escape, sometimes we can do nothing sometimes. This is devastating because we cannot help all people.
What would be the number one thing for people to know that the people in Ukraine need right now? What's the most important thing they could need right now?
Frankly, peace. This is the most important thing. Yeah, of course, we need some peace and we need some rest and we need some of these so-called green corridors to allow people to relocate from the most hot spots, like Mariupol, like the Kyiv suburbs. People need just to have freedom of movement in order to leave these places. And then, of course, the next step just to relocate in safe. And, of course, those who receive them in the Western Ukraine, in the central part, of course, the people are so generous. But also they have to also, their coping mechanism also are about to be exhausted.
That's Sasha Galkin, Director of Right to Protection in Lviv. Sasha, thank you very much. Stay safe.
Thank you.